So the search for a new superintendent, you're well underway with the process already. Is that correct?
That's correct. We've hired the Illinois Association of School Boards to assist us in our search, which is we had some qualifications we wanted to set up before we hired anybody because we wanted more control of the search process this time than we felt like we had last time.
You used a consultant last time?
We did. It was Ray and Associates out of Iowa last time, and Tom Leahy with the School Board Association is assisting us this time.
When you say you want more control, I guess what did you feel you did not get out of the process last time?
Boy, that's kind of a hard question, I mean, because it's been so long. What we really wanted this time, I can't answer that, is we wanted to make sure that the criteria that is set for the candidates is our criteria that we have made up. We wanted to actually increase the number of candidates after they go through the screening process, you know, credentials verified, everything verified like that. We actually wanted more candidates to be able to look at to make a choice from than what we had last time. So there's little things like that that we wanted to make sure we had more control of instead of just maybe felt like before, here's your list, here's your five, this is what you have to choose from.
How wide of a net are you casting? Is this a nationwide search?
It could be nationwide. It's not anything that we're sending out nationwide. Of course, with the internet, that opens up, you know, searches to be nationwide, I guess. The Illinois Association of School Boards, it's on their website. They're handling the advertising of the search for us. But, you know, it could be our candidates could be nationwide. They could end up coming from, you know, someone in our backyard to similar to what happened last time. So it's not anything that we're pushing, but if it, you know, we may have some candidates from other states apply.
Does the board already have an idea of the qualities it would like to see in the next superintendent?
We do. Of course, we want someone who can work well with the board, someone who delegates the responsibilities to his or her staff, but yet they are still held accountable to the board. Someone who can maximize the financial resources of the district, leadership in short range, short and long range goals, and just kind of follow the philosophy that's been established by the board that fits the community values and needs and what will best serve our students for the next several years to come.
What, if any, community input are you seeking?
Right now, up on the district website is a link to a survey through SurveyMonkey. There are 15 questions on that survey. You are asked to choose five. There is room also at the bottom for additional comments if someone would like to put that. That was the first thing that we're doing. We also are looking at the best way to get more community involvement. Last search, it was more just of a meet and greet type of involvement with the last two candidates. With the number of candidates that we want to look at, and the number we are, you know, looking to bring in, we want there to be something else, maybe like a forum similar to what the League of Women Voters does around election time. There may be something where the community is invited to come in and just give their input. It's something that the board is discussing, but we just have not made that final, you know, decision and worked out all the details yet.
It seems last time there were some community forums, maybe in the fall, where the associate or the consultants gathered some input from the community on the qualities community members would like to see in the superintendent. Might you do something like that?
It's possible. If something like that is done, it will be done by the board. Like I said, we want assistance in our search. as far as like I said, screening the credentials and things like that. But a lot of the actual process of hiring the superintendent is going to fall on the Board of Education. So again, it's just looking at time, looking at the best way to do it.
I imagine people can make comments to you at any regular board meeting too?
That's right. Before every regular board meeting, there's a time where anybody from the public can come up and speak for 5 minutes on a topic if they would like. That is the perfect time to do that. All of the board members' email addresses are on the district website. They can email us. They can call us, you know, stopped in the street, whichever way they would like to do. I mean, it's important to make sure that we want the community to know that we listen to them when we're getting their opinions. It's not something that's a set deal, nothing set in stone by the board. We do value the opinion of the people who trusted us to be elected officials and represent them, you know, for the district. So it's very important that everybody knows that their input is wanted, and we ask for it.
The board meeting is a time when you accept comments. You don't necessarily dialogue with the people who are making the comments. Will there be a chance for more of a conversational type of approach to this?
There might be. One concern that I see in doing that, we don't want to be an issue or an event where it's a heated discussion or something like that. I think the forum type of meeting that, like I said, the League of Women Voters does, and getting questions from the community, from the public who are there, and maybe asking, you know, once we make a final selection of candidates, you know, asking that person, you know, his or her opinion on whatever topic may be brought up. So I guess that would be my biggest concern. We don't want it to be, I guess, heated dialogue and upset people, but we still want the public opinion on what they're looking for in a superintendent.
What's your time frame for choosing someone?
I think the board has decided we'd like to have a selection made in February, March of next year. That way, it's a good time. Right now, this is the time of the year where searches are happening even quite a bit in our area. And with the conferences coming up, this kind of gives us enough time to go through all the candidates to make sure we find the best person possible. And also gives them time, once they're selected, to notify, of course, their current district and kind of start working, you know, finding out the workings of the Macomb School District.
Well, that will also be before the April elections. 4 of the 7 seats will be up for election on the school board. Are you hoping to avoid making the search an issue in the election by getting it done before April?
I don't think it was ever a conscious decision to make sure it was done by then. I know that when the last search that we did, it also kind of fit around this same time frame. It just fits best what the searches and the people who may be looking to leave their current district. It just kind of fits in the best time frame that way. But I don't think it was really an issue or is even discussed making sure we had someone before the election. Of course, we want to. You know, it wouldn't be very fair to 4 new people coming in, you know, possibly brand new on the board, having to decide a new superintendent.
The online survey, how long will that be available?
That'll be up until the 21st. It's up right now. And that way we're trying to meet with our representative from the School Board Association to meet, which will be open to the public. And kind of gather that information up and then proceed to the next steps of getting more, getting it out there more.
And people can link to that, or I guess they just go to the school district website and it's right there.
They can. It's also, if you wouldn't mind me giving you the address, it's just www.surveymonkey.com/S/MCUSD superintendent. And that's all one word. That's a direct link. Like I said, they could do it on through the district website. I've put it up on my own personal Facebook page, and I've asked people to take the survey and to link it on their own pages so other people will know. The more people who do the survey, the better. And that's why, you know, I appreciate you and helping us get the word out there about it.
You mentioned social media. Are you using any other aspects of social media to try and get the word out about the search or to gather input or let people know about the survey?
Not other than just posting it, on, like I said, on my own personal Facebook page. We did think about putting it on the district's Facebook page, but there are sometimes some advertisements that come up even though you're just linking it, and so we kind of decide against that.
Anything you want to add about this?
No, I would just appreciate people commenting to us, letting us know what they would want for the direction of our district the next several years. Please take the time to fill out the survey. If you can't fill out the survey, there are survey forms available if you do not have internet access at each building, and those will also be picked up on the 21st. So. There's absolutely no reason why somebody can't give their opinion on what they're wanting or what they think we should be looking for in the next superintendent search.